Thank you for having me here today. I'm going to tell you about what the Mexican Days of the Dead are all about. And what I really like to know right away is how many people are not familiar with the celebration of the Days of the Dead. Good, good, because I don't always want to preach to the choir, you know. So I like to know that I'm spreading some new information and educating some new people on different traditions. You know, in this day and age, there's a large segment of the population that believes that we should learn about other people's customs, that we should know about the things that are going on in different parts of the world, and the traditions that are important to other peoples. And then there's always a small segment of people that just resist and resist. Whenever I am going to have a school group that I'm going to address on the Dia de los Muertos, there'll always be one or two children whose parents do not allow them to come. They associate this either with religion or the occult. They do not want their children exposed to, you know, any of those traditions. And it's really sad, because what the Days of the Dead are, they're a celebration of life. It's a very positive thing. It's a beautiful thing. The occult enters into it because, of course, there are a lot of skeletons. You're not going to have a celebration of people who have died in the past without having, you know, the skeletons and talk of death. If you want to avoid talk of death, then avoid talk of life, because you're not going to die if you don't live. And you can't live without dying. In the Days of the Dead, they originally came from the Aztec belief. The Aztecs they had a cult of death, and they believed in an afterlife. And they also believed that people died. When they died, they went to different levels of the underworld, or they went immediately into another life form. And I'll explain this as I go along. Today, we're going to honor Stephanie Ortiz. Has anybody here associated with Cal State Fullerton? Did anybody know Stephanie Ortiz? You did know her, yes. She was a beautiful woman. She, in her early life, she was a Catholic nun. And she belonged to an order that was very liberal, and her order had a very big dispute with Cardinal McIntyre, and he disbanded the order. So she went on, she left, of course, and went on and became a public school teacher and then a Catholic school principal, and then she went on to Cal State Fullerton and was in charge of the Latino students there and as a counselor. She helped many students. She would actually take money out of her own pocket to help students buy books. If they needed just a little extra money to continue on in school, she'd just take it right out of her purse and just, you know, help them. She was so generous, and she believed so much in education and in these students. And she passed away of a lung disease, must have been about 6 months ago. She was a personal friend, and it was very difficult for me when she passed away. But anyway, there was certain things that were very important to Stephanie. And when you are building an ofrenda, let me go back. And the Days of the Dead is a celebration, a belief by the Mexican people that the days of the 31st of October, the 1st and 2nd of November, the spirits of the people and our loved ones that died in the previous year come back on those days. to visit with us once again. They come back to the family to be part of the family once again. So the first thing you do when you're going to welcome back a member of the family that's been gone, you put out a big feast. But before the feast, you put out the finest linens the family has. You can go into many different homes in Mexico during that time, and you will see anything from the most modest, a little table, a picture of the person, a candle, an orange, a bottle of Coca-Cola, always a bottle of Coca-Cola because that's a favorite drink in Mexico. And so you want to keep the spirits happy, and you want to do it. You want to put out the best spread you can put out. And if that's all you can afford, that is important, that you just put out the best spread that you can put out. So you will have everything from a very modest, it's called an ofrenda. It's the little altar that's built is called an ofrenda, and that's Spanish for offering. You will have everything from that modest to actually some families will hire a professional ofrenda maker that will, make a stage with platforms, with flying angels, with tulle and all fabric draped. But the family tries to put out the best they can, because when that spirit comes back, they don't want that spirit to say, is that all they could do for me? And I know they could do better than that, because the spirits in the coming year are going to intercede to bring good luck to the family. So you want to keep them happy. So you want to do the best you can. Mexican people always insert a bit of humor in whatever they do. So, and you especially see this in the days of the dead. Now, if I walk away from this, can you hear me? Oh, okay, great. You all know Lynn, she's my assistant today. So when you build an ofrenda, and you can all build an ofrenda in your home to a loved one. When my dog was killed by coyotes, I was devastated. I came down the next morning, my daughter had built an ofrenda to Tippy. And she had her water bowl, she had her picture, her water bowl, a candle, some dog biscuits, and a slice of pizza, because that was Tippy's favorite thing, a slice of pizza. So, the finest linens, candles, so that the spirit can find their way back, to light the way back to their ofrenda, to their home. Flowers, and I'm going to have Lynn place these around. Just put them all over. The marigold, which is called cempasúchil, that's the Indian name for the marigold. And this celebration is mostly celebrated in the indigenous villages, mostly in the central and southern part of Mexico. You will actually have people from the northern part of Mexico, especially if they came generations ago, that say, Dia de los Muertos, what's that? You know, it's become, outside of those villages, it's become much more popular today, and throughout the world. It's becoming popular throughout the world. And so many of the traditions on the ofrenda refer back to the indigenous people. Why the marigold? Because once again, the marigold has a very pungent fragrance to it. And that again summons the spirit back to their ofrenda, back to their home. When you build an ofrenda, it's all about the person you are honoring. Stephanie was a very religious person, so there's a lot of religious significance on Stephanie's ofrenda. if you're a religious person, you're honoring a non-religious person. You do not interject your religious belief on that ofrenda, because that person, you do whatever is relevant to that person, not to yourself. Whenever I went to visit Stephanie in her home, she'd always point out her roses. So I'm going to put a rose here. Another Mexican, well, you know, this is an Aztec belief. This goes back to the Aztecs. They believed the two highest forms of death were a mother dying in childbirth and a warrior in battle. And those people would immediately become butterflies that circled the sun. So because Stephanie died in her battle with the lung disease, and she fought very valiantly, I'm putting a butterfly on her ofrenda. Another Mexican belief is that when a day or a few days after a loved one dies, they will come back and visit you as a hummingbird. So I'm putting a hummingbird on the ofrenda also. You put, besides the picture of the person you're honoring, you put artifacts and different things that refer to that person. We have a lot of the awards that Stephanie won and was awarded in her life up here. And another belief that when the spirit comes back, he or she is tired, so you put out a chair for them to rest on. This is just a little representative that you put out a big chair for them to rest on. When they come back after the long journey, they're thirsty, so you put out water for them. During these days, you go to the marketplaces in Mexico where Days of the Dead are celebrated. And you will see, in the marketplace, you will see stacks and stacks of sugar skulls. And this is one that we decorated, usually the more traditional sugar skull always has a place on the forehead for a name. And you go there and you look and see if you can find the name of the person you're honoring, or maybe they'll put the name on there for you, and you put that on the ofrenda. But there's another custom also, and that's buying a sugar skull with the name of a loved one, a child, someone that you want. It's almost like Valentine's candy, you know. You give these candies to your friends, to your loved ones. They're not just for the ofrenda. The other thing that you will find in the marketplace, of course, a lot of the marigolds. The other traditional flower is the baby's breath. And then there's the coxcomb also. The baby's breath, the name for that in Spanish is nube, which means cloud. And the other thing you find in the marketplace is the Day of the Dead bread, Pan de Muerto. And this has a very distinct taste to it, and it's only made this time of the year. And people really, they look forward to when they're baking this bread, and they really enjoy eating it. The other thing that you will, also on the ofrenda, you put the favorite food to the person. The other thing you see in the marketplace is something called kalakas. Kalakas, it just means a skeleton. But here's where the humor comes in. There are two forms of kalakas. One is the little folk art figures, and a lot of paper mache, plaster of Paris figures. I invite you up after the presentation, after the service, to come up and see the big variety of kalakas that I have up here. They're always humorous, and many of them are in, they portray hobbies or professions, and you buy them and you give them to a friend. Like if you have a friend that's an artist, you would give him this kalaka. The little artist kalaka. A lot of little skeleton forms. This is one of my very favorites. I really like this guy. Toys for the children. Here's a folkloric dancer, folklorico dancer. And I'm going to have Lynn hold this just for a second. Here's one here. There's a kalaka here. This is special for Stephanie. One of her last wishes, another friend went to visit her and asked her, you know, Stephanie, what would be your wishes for the church in the future? And she said, I wish I could live long enough to see women ordained, and I wish I could live long enough to see the church recognize same-sex marriage. And so here's a little kalaka. It's a same-sex couple. And at the top it says, Si lo sabe Dios, which means if God knows it. At the bottom it says, Que lo sepa el mundo, so the world should know it too. Now, one of the very last things. Oh, here's a scarf that belonged to Stephanie. You can put jewelry, you can put, maybe if it was a musician, you can put their instrument up there. Maybe a doctor, you can put the medicine bag up there. Here's the Coca-Cola. This one's not open, but you always open it because it's got to be ready for the spirit to eat. Now, so another way for the spirit to find their way to their ofrenda is to put out a path of the marigold petals. We're not going to make the path. They make the path from the door to the ofrenda. We're not going to do that today because I don't think anybody wants to vacuum, but we're going to make a cross at the front of the ofrenda. And later on, please come up and take a closer look. After the ofrenda is set up, then... Oh, one more thing. Here's another bit of humor. Some money. Although we love the spirits of our relatives and we honor them and we embrace that they come this evening, when the spirits hang around, they get in trouble. They get in mischief. So we want to make sure that money is not a hang up in getting back to where they came from. So we put money on the ofrenda. After the ofrenda is set up, there is a resin, it's a sap, a tree sap, it's called copal. And this is, you take hot coals and sprinkle the copal on top of the coals, and there's an incense. It becomes very, very strong incense. Here we go back to the indigenous roots again. The entire ofrenda is purified, sanctified, and blessed with the incense. And that's from the indigenous people. I think I've covered everything. The last thing now is that the food has been out for a couple of days. The poke has been open and it's gone flat. But that's because then you invite everybody in, you invited the family, you invite the neighbors in, everybody comes and partakes of the food. It does not taste its best because it's been out. Why doesn't it taste good? Or its best? It tastes good, but it doesn't taste, but why? Because the spirits have been here and taken the essence, they've taken the best part of it. So, you know, that's why the Coca-Cola is flat, because they took the best part of it. Okay? So, thank you very much, and if there are any questions.